This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And consider the beleaguered music industry. I mean, how do you measure its success anymore? Stalked by dinosaurs like Napster, digital downloads. It's been in the doldrums for more than a decade. But let's look at it this year. Do you measure it by counting the hits? Jay-Z, Alicia Keys, that's, of course, Empire State of Mind. Or hits like this. She's more like a phenom, Susan Boyle is. That's I Dream a Dream. Or Taylor Swift, the latest young thing. I'm in the room, it's a typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music she Taylor Swift, of course, You Belong With Me. Or maybe is a better measure this tune here. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. That's Keisha, TikTok. It's a hit single, and it comes from a very, very different pathway to success. And here to talk about the measures of the music industry right now at this very difficult time is Mara Johnston, writer and music business columnist for DailyFinance.com. First of all, good morning.
Hello.
And Nielsen has rolled out a whole bunch of numbers that has really surprised the music industry, and it indicates to me that maybe there's a turn that's been made here, and the music industry is actually prepared for the 21st century all of a sudden. What do you think, Mara?
I think they might be. I think that, you know, overall, basically the numbers are that overall music sales were up. If you count individual tracks, they sold 1.5 billion tracks this year, and that's sort of a slight uptick from 2008. You know, the old sort of measure of music sales is the album,
right.
And album sales were down once again, this time 13% from between 2008 and 2009. But, you know, the last track that you played, the Kesha song, actually just sold 600,000 copies in a week, you know, which is a lot for a single artist.
And that's mostly digital, right?
It's all digital.
It's all digital. I mean, that's the interesting thing. And it's Kesha, right?
Kesha, yeah.
Kesha,
sorry. The dollar sign makes the E short.
Such an over-the-hill radio host loser guy. You know, you can't talk to me. But how did this track become a hit? That's the interesting story.
Well, I think it's really interesting because Kesha is sort of this this personality as much as she is a pop artist. You know, she sort of is known for her outlandish antics, and her song is called TikTok, and it's written by this guy, Dr. Luke, who's written a bunch of other hits of recent vintage. But she's, you know, very outsized and very much about keeping her persona in the press as much as her music.
It's a Lady Gaga kind of modality, right?
Lady Gaga, yeah. Katy Perry, exactly,
yeah, exactly.
So, that, you know, that makes people remember who she is when they're maybe on the iTunes store and browsing for something to listen to.
Is this the new business model in music right now? It's the sale of a lifestyle, of a personality, as well as the actual music?
I think that's a good way to cut through the clutter. I mean, I think that right now superstars are really hard to mint, and so getting people's just personas out there in any way is sort of an advantage for anyone trying to sort of break through the consciousness.
So the takeaway here is bad news again for the record companies, the old businesses, but good news for stars and DJs and personalities who want to make a splash digitally, right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Mara Johnston is writer and music business columnist for DailyFinance.com. Thanks so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.